Shalom, Dodi. I am Nade Batel Leon, and I pray that you are doing well today. Isaiah 59 verse 21 says, "As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord, my spirit shall that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seeds, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever." Now, the word of God is a powerful tool. It's a powerful weapon. When we speak it, we have to imagine it creating and disarming and doing all kinds of things. And I will agree with that in Isaiah 55 verse 11. Saith, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it." Why am I reading these scriptures and why am I quoting these scriptures? I'm quoting these scriptures because it is important for us to realize that the things that the enemy has planned against us is big indeed. And the only thing that can deliver us from these things are the promises and the words of the Most High. Today, I don't know what your issues are, but the issue that we are talking about is praying about something and not getting results. And the enemy has almost convinced you that this problem will never cease, that this problem will be persistent, that these problems will go on and it will not move. But the words of God says, so shall his words be that goes forth out of his mouth. It shall not return to him void, you understand? So if the word of God is not returning back to God void, the word of God is still moving like a missile, and is breaking forth asunder everything that is not of God. And this morning, this evening, this afternoon, this midnight, I don't know where you are or who you are, but I know that the Lord knows who you are and where you are. He knows your issues. He knows the problems that you are in right now. He knows your despair. He knows how you are feeling and how you are almost giving up. But I command you, rise up. Rise up, my sister. Rise up, my brother. And I tell you that you shall not be moved by the things of the enemy. You are called by God to stand, to have faith. To have faith in Yeshua's mighty name. To have faith in Yeshua's mighty name. Have faith. Have faith. Have faith. Have faith. Because the Lord is moving in a powerful way. He's moving. The enemy is devising wicked things against you. We know that. But you have to believe that he that's in you is greater than he that is in the world. And today, I am decreeing and I'm declaring that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you, you will confound. Because that is the heritage of the children of God, and our righteousness is of him. Do you understand me? Whatever the enemy is doing right now, I come against it. I decree and I declare that in the name of Yeshua, your words are moving towards the right thing. Your words that you are speaking over your body, over your situation, over your circumstances is changing. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and his word was in my tongue. 2 Samuel 23 verse 2. Let me tell you something. The mouth is what we speak to bring things to fruition. The tongue is just a little instrument in our body, but it carries on a lot of things. And right now, my tongue is speaking. My tongue is speaking the things of God. My tongue is speaking the things of God. It's reminding you right now the things of God. It's reminding you right now the things of God, because Job 27 verse 4 says, my lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. You know, the tongue is a little weapon. You can choose to use it the way that you want to do. Psalm 34:13 says, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. That means there is power in this tongue. There is power in this tongue. Begin to speak over your body. Begin to speak over your circumstances. Begin to speak over that child that looks like it's hopeless and nothing can do anything. Begin to speak over that prognosis. Begin to speak over finances that are not there, that you are hoping you will have, but it's not there, nothing is happening. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. Because the tongue is powerful. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. So the tongue is a two-sided weapon, according to Proverbs 15:2. It goes back and forth, you see. So you today, you are taking your tongue and you are commanding everything that is going to the opposite of your life to turn around and come back. Because the mouth is something that is powerful. Begin to speak. Begin to speak into your circumstances right now. Begin to command things that are not, that they are right now. Oh, shikayanda kasondo ko sikeyende kesondo. Ah, shikeyende kebroko shikayanda kasondo. I release the word of God to you right now. I'm releasing the word of God to you right now. I release the word of God to you right now. I'm sending for the Holy Spirit right now. Holy Spirit fire. Holy Spirit fire. Holy Spirit fire. Release, 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 release. Right now I'm decreeing and declaring that the word of God is truth, that the word of God is powerful, that it will do what it said it will do, that it will take control of us, it will take control of our situations, it will take control of everything that is going on right now. I take authority over your body, over your mouth, over your spirit, and I crush the enemy concerning your life. I crush the enemy concerning your children. I crush the enemy concerning your children's children. I crush your enemy throughout all your generations. Right now, I decree and I declare that the blood of Yeshua has set me free. I plead the blood of Yeshua. I plead the blood of Yeshua. The blood of Yeshua has made us righteous. Therefore, when we stand before the Lord and we pray, He remembers, He remembers, He remembers, He remembers. Nothing is going to harm you. You say, nothing is going to harm me. Say it. Nothing is going to harm me. I am walking in my high places. I am walking in my high places. I receive the word of God. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's piercing to the dividing asunder of bones and marrow. It's piercing. It's piercing. It's making everything plain before the Lord, whom we have to contend with. He is saying, come to me, all ye that are heavy laden and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. My yoke is light. Take upon me your yoke. My yoke is light. I release his yoke over you right now. I release his yoke over you right now. I release, I release, I release, I release, I release healing right now. I'm releasing 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 healing right now. Now I heal you right now. In the name of Yeshua. Now, if you are in coma, I command you to wake up. If you are in a situation where there is no hope, I command you to know that hope is being raised in you right now. The situation is being reversed right now. Whatever your cases are, whatever case you have in the court, that is so difficult, that cannot be dealt with, I command it to be turned around right now. Because I release the flaming swords of the Lord, which are his messengers, which are flaming swords, and they are coming through it. They are releasing their fires. They are releasing their boldness. They are turning your things around. Sickness has no power. Financial issues have no power. Confusion has no power. Divorce, infidelity, all of these things I command the enemy to take his filthy hands off of your situation right now. Take your filthy hands off of the children of God. And I command peace into you. Yevarakaka Adonai veYishmereka. Yisa Adonai paneva leka vekuneka. Yisa Adonai paneva leka veyasem leka shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his face upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance over you and give you peace. Thank you, Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Shalom. I pray this prayer have ministered to you. Pray over yourself. Play it over and over and over and over and over until you begin to see the difference. Take it to your loved ones. Email it to them. Send it to them. Text it to them. And release the healing power that is locked in this prayer. Release the supernatural grace of God that is going to turn your situation around. Because we just finished the Feast of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. And so the Lord is very gracious, you know. He's very gracious. And I am Nade but LL Leon. Nadeni1@gmail.com. And my cash app is $VNKOTEY. And I'll talk to you again. Shalom. Jeremiah 51, verse 20 to 23 says, "Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms, and with thee will I break in pieces the horse and its rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariots and its rider. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman. With thee will I break in pieces old and young. And with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock. And with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen. And with thee will I break in pieces the captains and rulers." This is Jeremiah 51, verses 20 to 23. Now, these words are not just words that are just spoken, but they are powerful words. Shalom. I'm Nade Badel Leon, and I hope you're having a wonderful day. Today, we are taking these words from Jeremiah 51, and we are arming ourselves with the full armor of the Lord, and we are coming against every principality, every powers, every spiritual wickedness that has plagued our lives for so long, because Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places." You know? So, we have to arm ourselves with the full armor of God, and we are going to come against everything that the enemy has stolen from you. Today, there is no mercy for the enemy. The enemy has taken a lot from you. The enemy has taken a lot from your family. The enemy has taken a lot from everything that you have hoped for. I want you to think about all the things that you have been praying about, that has been plaguing you in your life, that has been coming against you, and you cannot do anything about it. You pray and pray and pray and pray, and nothing is happening. Today, the Lord has opened his armory and has brought forth the weapons of his indignation. For his work is the work of the Lord God of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. So, Imagine that the word of God is going forth and breaking everything that has come against you. You know, Isaiah 54, verse 17 says, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the Lord, of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So now, what is it that you are asking for? What is it that is plaguing you? What is it that is making you feel uneasy? What is it that is setting you on edge? What is it that is making you lose faith? And you want to go and commit suicide? What is it in this world that is so powerful? It's life. God has given you life as a gift and given you 24 hours in every day to change it, to utilize it, to take an opportunity and to serve Him and to do great things. But you take that 24 hours and you let the enemy fill your mind with wickedness, with all sort of confusion, and make you feel like your situation is so hopeless that the only way to solve it is to die. Do you know when people die, they die. We are all going to die, but we are not going to die at a time when we don't want to die. It's called premature death. We want to die when we have completed everything and we've done everything in our lives, and that is when it is okay to die. But there are some of you who allow the enemy to speak to you, to convince you, and nothing else matters, that you have to take your life. Your life is not yours to take. When you commit suicide, you are killing yourself. That means you are committing homicide. You are taking the life that was given to you by someone, and he's going to require that life of you wherever it is you think you are going. You think suicide is the answer. That is the devil's lie that he has lied to many people. He has put it in the heart of man to think that life is so miserable that it's better for him to die. Yes, death is a reward for the righteous. But if you take your own life, you have committed murder. And you know where all murderers go. They shall not see the kingdom of God. And if the enemy can lie to you that it is better to die out of your own hands or killing someone called mercy killings, and all of those things are okay. I know the situation is horrible. I know it is probably hopeless in your mind. But God, who created you, has a way. And I want you to also consider praying with me. Consider asking the Holy Spirit to give you strength, to show you mercy, and to apply His wisdom in your situation to show you what you need to do. Hopelessness is never the will of God for us. Hope, joy, laughter, graciousness, these are all things that God has created for us. But the enemy has manufactured his own lies and make life seem impossible. When he can make you lose things, he can make you lose friends, he can make you lose family, he can make you lose favor, and all of those things make you feel ashamed, and all of those things gives him the power to do all the things he's doing to us. But if you can stand today and test the Lord and say, Lord, I need you. I need you to come into the situation. I need you to help me. I need you to give me strength. And if you can open your mouth and say, back off, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. And you plead the blood of Yeshua. I guarantee you, your circumstances will change. I command you right now to snap out of it in the name of Yeshua. Snap out of your folly. Snap out of your pity party. Nobody is paying attention to your pity party. God is not moved by your pity party. He's moved by his own words. He's moved by his promises. I am releasing the promises of God into your life. I'm releasing the promises and the help of the Lord into your spirit right now. I'm commanding everything that is not to be right now. Whatever the enemy has brought into your life, today is the end of it. Today the Lord is utilizing his power in your life. I command every wickedness, every weapons of the enemy that has blinded you, that has caused you to be in a relationship that is supposed to be dead a long time ago, but you still keep on holding on to it. I command you to be released out of it. I command you right now to cease fornication. I command you to stop doing the things you are doing that you think are so lovely, so wonderful. Yes, it is amazing. Sin is wonderful, but in the end, it brings death. It brings death. Do you understand it? Any kind of sin is against the law of God. Any kind of sin. So no sin is, oh, a little sin here, a little sin there. The enemy makes it look like, oh, just a little lie, just a little this, just a little that. I come against that in the name of Yeshua. I release you to the glorious light of God. I come against things that are not of God, that are bringing you things that are not of God. I release the Spirit of God over you. I command the will of God to take over you right now. In Yeshua's mighty name. I love you. Shalom. This is Nade Bat El Elyon. NadeNi1@gmail.com. NadeNi1@gmail.com. And my Cash App is VN Kote, with the dollar sign in the front of it. Have a blessed day.